This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on this February 14th, 2019. My name is Audrey Raj. I'm in the studio today with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really
in such sync.
Just seems a little extra happy today.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
It's a day of love.
Lovey-dovey stuff.
Yeah?
It's a day of love.
So our main story of the day is also love-related. We are asking you about workplace romances. Can they work? Also on the show today, we are discussing the generation gap and if we can close that generation gap in the workplace. We're talking about how British lawmakers are investigating addictive tech. Right. And we are capping the show off with a story on how to survive in a toxic work environment. So a little story about self-love there.
Yeah.
All right. But our main story, of course, is about workplace romances. While, you know, your HR department reps might cringe, this hasn't stopped millions of people from, you know, getting involved in a relationship at the workplace. And when all is said and done, is an office romance really worth it? Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, we'd like to hear your thoughts as well. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp. It is 018-789-8899. Or you can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. So guys, have any of you been involved in a workplace romance?
No.
No.
This is my only workplace so far. And nothing has happened.
Neither have I, right? So I did a bit of digging to see, you know, if this is common. I mean, and this is something that I found. Career Builder does an annual survey on office romance. They've done it in the US for years. And they say it's more common that more common than we may think. So they said 38% of US workers have dated someone who worked for the same company, and their annual survey on office romance showed that some workplaces are more prone to romantics than others. So they're actually going by industry. So leisure and hospitality topped the list with 57%, utilities 51%, IT 46%, and transportation 42%. The Cupid's arrow may also strike in other areas like financial services, retail, manufacturing, healthcare, but they're all within like the 30 to 20% mark there. Also, they say that, you know, office romances don't work like How I Met Your Mother. It doesn't take 8 seasons for you to find the right person.
Right.
According to the survey, office romances most often begin with co-workers running into each other outside of work.
Okay.
Some other situations that lead to office romance include late nights at work and having lunch together. And they say only 9% of relationships are like love at first sight kind of relationships, you know, especially at the workplace.
It's, it's never after like someone spills coffee on the other person, like oops, and then like
in real life there are no meet cutes, okay?
Also, the study says that most often office romances are considered taboo because of a likely unequal power dynamic, and most people are worried about the risk of it negatively affecting their careers. And depending on what role you have at work, an office romance could look like a strategic career move too, right? So, but nonetheless, that's not been enough to stop people from pursuing romance at work. They say personal relationship, your personal relationships can affect your work relationship as well. This is another thing that the study picked up. They said that most workers surveyed were open about their dating situation, but nearly 2 in 5 said they had to keep their relationship with a co-worker a secret. So keeping that secret also may not be too easy. You know, respondents who have dated someone at work said that they usually run into co-workers while out socially with their significant other. 43% of those surveys said that they had to pretend that they weren't dating their co-worker. So when all is said and done, is an office romance really worth it? This study says, you know, all this depends. Of those who dated someone from the office, nearly 1/3 ended up marrying their office sweetheart. Yeah, so that's in the States. I wonder what it's like here. And so what we did was we checked in with our experts. This is Sheila Singham, our NLP expert, talking to us about office romances and if they can work. This is Sheila speaking to Frida.
Yes, they can work, but there has to be very strong boundaries on the side of both parties. If the two parties are in different departments, I believe it could work. I mean, we know people who married in the same company and still very happily married and still maintain their jobs. The thing is, if the relationship goes on to a happy conclusion, then all will be well.
But if not,
then you will begin to have these personal issues coming to bear in the workplace, which doesn't bode well for the teams that they're working with. I would not advocate a workplace romance. Right. I mean, just imagine, Frida, a scenario, a doctor and nurse have an affair and then they have a terrible fight and break up. They're the same surgical team and he's got his knife inside a patient and she's got her daggers in him. You know what I mean? So very dangerous. You know? Right?
There's a famous quote, don't bleep and bleep in the same place.
Yes, yes. Don't eat and bleep in the same place. Yes.
I'm so glad they censored that for us. We didn't have to do the hard work.
Yeah, save us the time.
But what do you guys think about this?
Right. I mean, you can go first.
I was going to say, like,
clearly an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say, because of the stuff that you listed, because of, you know, having to keep it secret and all this stuff, it seems, I don't know, the environment doesn't seem conducive for a relationship, but just my opinion. It seems like there's too much stress. Like, one, you have to, like, keep stuff away. You have to pretend that you're not in a relationship. You have to, like, tiptoe around the subject at work, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Until everybody gets to know about it, then you're sort of, like, you're freer. But I don't know. It comes down to, I think, like, a compartmentalized life. Mm. I can't see my personal life at work, and I can't see work in my personal life.
Yeah.
So it's nice when there are like two different things to focus on like that. So outside of work is outside of work. Mm. If the two of them get mixed up with one another, it becomes, for me, it becomes way too stressful. Mm. Yeah.
I see your point there.
I would be inclined to agree with you. I'm the kind of person that, like, I'm one person at work and one person at home, you know, like I'm one person with my family. So, you know, to kind of muddle those lines would be really stressful for me as well. But the thing is, I understand office romances, right? Like, you're in such close proximity with, like, such interesting people, hopefully, if you like your job, you know, like 24/7, like 5 days a week. So I get, you know, eventually developing feelings for someone that you work with, right? Mm. And while I've never had an office romance, I did find myself in a kind of similar situation when I was at university, because we were in our assigned flats and I ended up dating someone that I lived with at the time, right? So it's a kind of similar situation where, you know, you are in very, very close contact with this person constantly, and it didn't work out. I am single and ready to mingle now, but
there you have people.
But it didn't work out, and one of the reasons for that was because we were just around each other all the time, and so we kind of like would run out of things to talk about, or would you know, find you know, we couldn't have space away from each other, and that's important in a relationship as well. Mm. So that's my main thing of it, right? It's just, you can't be in proximity with the person that you're in a relationship with all the time, and if it is an office romance, the likelihood that that's happening is quite high.
But also, like, offices are people's, like, main social circles. Like, it is. Like, like
as
all
an
your,
adult, yes.
Yeah, all your other social circles are, like, the smaller ones that you do on the weekends, the nights whenever you're free. But then your office is your primary social circle. So I think it works if you're working with interesting people. I think it works even more if you're working with people who you don't find interesting. And then there's that one person who sort of, like, stands out or sticks out, who syncs with your, who is on your same wavelength. Mm. Then it works even more. Because in contrast, suddenly you can latch onto, or you have someone who you can relate to in your work environment and stuff. But I think it works like both ways. And since, like you said, there's so much exposure, you're in such close proximity, you're spending so much time, you get to bond with the person even without actively trying to bond with this person. Yeah, you get to know about them. So I think it makes it, I completely understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will ever, I don't know if I'll ever go to that sort of, like, how do I put it? I don't even know. I don't even know if I would explore something like that at the workplace.
Like, okay. I couldn't do it myself, but I also, I'm like, you know what? If you can, and if you talk about it to, and I think communication is super important as well. So if you guys communicate about it, if your company is comfortable with it, you know, and if all those factors fall into place, then, like, I don't know. Go for it, guys. It's love. It's cute.
So, like, for me, I'm not a romantic, but I'm an optimist. So I think that I know, like, many of my friends tell me that it's very difficult to meet people on the outside today, you know, and that the workplace, you work with hundreds of people and you meet sometimes maybe a client or maybe someone in a different department. And, you know, then there are some sparks and that has somehow, that's easier to do than, you know, going out on the weekend and, you know, I don't know, meeting someone in the library or at the coffee shop or something like that, right?
More realistically.
And also, I think, you know, as an employee, as a worker, if I liked someone in the office, it might make me want to work harder or look better in my professional life. Maybe I might be a better employee because of that. And so that's one of the questions that we put to our other personal coach, Shankar Santhiram. We asked him if, you know, an office romance could make someone a better employee. Here's what he had to say.
Well, it depends on who you are and what you are, what your purpose drive is, you know. Yes, it can improve performance in one way because you feel very excited. You when you have a workplace romance, you are in love as such, and love is the greatest visceral motivation for most of us. So you come in and you're in love with someone there. Therefore, you also look at them and go like, I must show that my potential partner, my suitor, that I am also in love with the job that I do, so on and so forth. So yes, so of course, it can be a great motivator. On the flip side, you can also show up at work, forget about the work that you're doing, and concentrate only on the person that you are trying to woo the whole time.
Right.
So my recommendation all the time for business owners is have a rule about having a relationship. I think one person who needs to leave the organization.
Yeah.
That's generally my feeling,
okay.
Right? Unless you can observe and notice that they have enough maturity to separate work life and private life, which most of us find hugely difficult to do.
All right. So someone needs to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, tell us what you think about this. Office romances, can they work? Get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or on Twitter and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We're going to take a quick break now for some music. Here's The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. This is Enterprise Biz Bites, our Valentine's Day special, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.